I've been hearing the president calling for an increase in the minimum wage. How low is the minimum wage actually?
Think about this. Today, the minimum wage buys you about 20% less than it did in 1981 when Ronald Reagan took office. Meanwhile, a subway fare is higher than it was in the 80s. So is a week of childcare, and so is college tuition. Has your landlord been handing out rent decreases? Didn't think so.
So, who exactly is earning the minimum wage these days?
The typical minimum wage worker probably isn't who you think she is. More than half of those who would benefit from an increase are women. More than half of them work full-time. They're 35 years old, on average, and more than a quarter of them have children. Take Sarah, a wage earner in South Carolina. Here's what a 10-10 federal minimum wage would mean for her. It would cover more than 24 months of groceries, more than 7 months worth of rent, more than 38 months of electricity, more than 1,700 gallons of gas.
Let's zoom out for a second. What's the big picture look like here?
Raising the federal minimum wage right now would lift 2 million Americans out of poverty. 28 million American workers from all types of households would see their wages go up. Plus, it'd strengthen our economy and our businesses because consumers will have more money to spend and businesses will see higher productivity and lower turnover from their workers.
All right, that all sounds great. But how much does it cost me, the American taxpayer?
Glad you asked. Nothing. The current proposal before Congress would gradually raise the wage without any new taxes or spending or bureaucracy. So here's the bottom line. We all have a part to play here. Your story matters, whether you made the burger or someone served it to you, whether you're driving the bus or riding on it, whether you're sweeping the floor or working in a clean office. And every story that gets shared, whether you're a wage earner or not, puts one more human face on this issue.
Maybe my neighbor could send his kids to summer camp.
Share that story at whitehouse.gov.